from a general behavior, but for actions, there'd be some other word. What would the other word you would use?
Well, you could say he favors him, or features him, or takes after him, or has ways like him.
Well, of course, it would be, oh, takes after him in his actions. Of course, favors would have to.
Would
he could be favoring in action as well as in his resemblance. Yeah. All right, excuse
okay,
me.
Okay, fine. No, this is the kind of thing that I'm interested
yes.
in. So, you could say takes after him and favors him. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
Midwife. Not as keen as I ought to be. I hustle too much. I tell the folks now I'm moonlighted. I don't know, but I had two jobs nearly all my life.
Did you really?
Nearly all my life, yeah. In fact, now I see I was a tax collector and war distributor for years and years, and then I was in the meat business and tax collector, and I had
that
two jobs
really
nearly all my life, and West had had two families also. Well, my father's health got bad, and I came home to take care and help him out, but he caught his second wind, and he lived to be a wonderfully old man. And he worked right on, too, but anyway, I did come home, and I did have to see about the home. I didn't marry till I was 31, and stayed right at home until I was 31.
Well, how did you meet your wife?
Well, she came here and taught school.
Oh, I see.
Of course,
she came here.
I always did say I wasn't a widow on the Lord to send a school teacher. I didn't think I could marry at all. She taught here 3 years before we were married. And I had it pretty rough because I was taking care of my other family.
Mm-hmm.
The folks were taking care of them. And I had two younger sisters, that's one of them, and then another one. They went off to school and one thing and another, and I hustled pretty hard. And as I say, And politics is a rough job, too.
I imagine it is.
Of course, I never did politics. I just did my work and let the chips fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my wife was school superintendent and I was county, that was most unusual to have two in one county.
Yeah, I imagine.
Really, where they, and of course, all the clip joint operators and gangsters and sheriffs and bootleggers all fought us. And we so we had it pretty rough, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. You all really have.
Well, it was interesting, and we did, as I say, and we weren't in it so much for the money that was in it, because, you know, of course we made fair, because when my wife went back to teaching here with a master's degree, she got $70 a month.
Gracious.
Yeah, I mean, of course that was some years back. And
yeah.
And the courthouse, I never made money much either, because I made most of the money I made out the oil business, hustling, you know, I never made much money. But, we won't go into our county. That's a history by itself. I don't mind talking, though. I'm not afraid. I'm a free man. I was able to stay free. Thank the Lord I was able to stay free and speak my mind at every any time I wanted to.
Well, that's good, and that's
yeah.
kind of unusual.
Well, I inherited that from my father. He spoke his mind, and I was able to stay free and speak my mind always. And of course, it cost me a lot of money and a lot of things, but.
But you did it. Well,
it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's nice to do. And it was a loss to the schools when my wife getting out, not a loss to us, it was a loss to the schools.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all, and we didn't particularly seek the jobs, you know, she didn't so much of the people, but as I say, she's a darn good administrator. When she'd go to the land and the state office and everything, everybody got up because she knew just what that.
She really seems to be a fine person.
Well, she's on the ball. As I say, she's a first sergeant. Excuse me. But she is good. And of course, my daughter, my other daughters, now we met these folks, were over at our church Sunday, and it developed that this boy was a lay reader. He was wonderful. And his wife was reared in Charleston, and they were over at Glencoe. Anyway, his little boy had been going to school over there, and my wife asked, did he go to school? Well, did you know Miss Oh, yeah, she taught me English, said, well, Miss my daughter, oh, well, she's, and then the mother said, oh, he was just crazy. Well, so I'm thankful, and I told my